What country do you think, and the government of this country is doing so, it's launching a nationwide competition asking for ideas to encourage young people to drink more alcohol.
Oh, I think I heard about this.
Yes, you hear?
I did.
Japan.
Yeah.
Is encouraging or wants to encourage more people. And you'd say, why would they want to do that? Well, follow the almighty dollar. It's because tax revenues on alcohol are down.
Yeah. they depend on it.
And it's because of the population, they say, especially between 20 to 40-year-olds, has fallen in recent years. They said they had a big fall-off during the pandemic. I thought there could have been an uptick in drinking.
Well,
myself,
I was going to say, I thought that's what happened in... I thought that's what happened here.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. But and there's been other factors. But, yeah, they say a number of things, including lifestyle changes. But they're hoping to revitalize the popularity of alcoholic drinks with 20 to 39 years old. 20, by the way, is the legal drinking age in Japan, which is why we mentioned 20. Mm-hmm. So there's a competition going on through September 9th, calling for new products and designs, as well as to promote home drinking. Entrants encouraged to explore sales methods using the metaverse. And this, by the way, is a competition not open to just anyone in Japan. It's an open up to anyone. So I must tell you.
No.
I did put a link up on our Morning Team Show page to the official site. However, it's in Japanese.
Oh.
So either you're going to
have sure what it says?
You're going to have to convert to English or find your local translator. But yeah, they're also hoping that the campaign does remind people to remember to drink only appropriate amounts of alcohol. They want to encourage the consumption, but not the over-consumption.
Right.
And this could be for sake, for beer, for
sake.
Whiskey, for wine, any kind of liquor.
Mm-hmm. So don't get sake-eyed.
Huh? Yeah, please don't do that. Apparently, this is going to go on, as I said, through September 9th. And then in Tokyo on November the 10th, finalists will be invited to a gala awards ceremony. And the tax office said it would support the commercialization of the ideas from the winner. Again, this is all through because of the tax revenue being down.
Right. Well, you know, it's not so much different than what happens here. While the government might not be telling younger people to, and when I say younger people, I'm talking like the 21 to 35 bracket somewhere, to drink. The companies are.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at all the commercials when it comes for beer commercials. It's rarely are you seeing old guys like me. You're seeing people in their 20s and their 30s always. And so they're marketing to those people.
And there's certainly revenue.
Yeah.
That could be attached to
that. And that's the thing. It's revenue. Yeah. A lot of states rely on it.
Well, look how much, let's take another way that there's been a lot of money into the coffers of governments. Gambling.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And the promotion of that.
Who would ever promote that? I have no idea.
Funny how they capitalize on addiction, eh?
And it's always, of course, part of the gambling ads are always at the end. Here's the number in case you have a compulsive gambling problem. Make sure you call.
Yeah.
Gamble, but not too much, because we need the tax revenue. Drink, but not too much, because we need the tax revenue in Japan.
Do you also notice, we talked about FanDuel last year, but that was through audio only. They never have people who look like me in those commercials to entice you to want to gamble. I'm just saying.
Usually it's an attractive young lady that they want you to be on screen with in gambling.
They don't want somebody who's balding with a gray beard, I guess. I don't know why, but
who's got the money to do that? The balding guy with the gray beard.
That's
who's got the money. Who, because of life experiences, will probably more likely gamble more responsibly.
I bet 50 cents last night, and I won $1.03 back.
Whew.
Yeah.
Still going high roller, aren't you?
I am, big time.
I think the best one we had last year when you, I think you spent a buck on something, didn't you? Didn't you?
Yeah, I spent $2 on something, I won 75 back.
Yes.
Yeah, one time.
Going out on a limb, Pat Johnson. But again, if you want gambling responsibly.
Yeah. So yeah, but you're right though. It's all about everybody. We tied together these taxes with, like Dave said, with gambling. What do they call them? Vices, right?
Yeah,
vices.
And the numbers. I mean, obviously people are doing it because the numbers are huge for participants, and the numbers of growing in government coffers. Yeah.